This episode of the Chase Smith Podcast is brought to you by Hannah Kittle Photography. A lot of professional photographers only care about the money and client volume. That's not the case with Hannah Kittle Photography. With a willingness to travel wherever and whenever and a simple promise of laughter and good vibes, Hannah Kittle Photography values their customers and makes sure you know they care about you. Hannah Kittle Photography places a priority on your needs and wants and works to create your special moments into art. They specialize in wedding, engagement, family, senior, and portrait sessions. Include the word CHASE in your email subject line to receive 15% off of any package. That's right, 15% off any package. Boom, just like that. For more information, visit HannahKittlePhotography.com. That's HannahKittle Photography.com. Now, let's get to the podcast. Thank you for downloading the Chase Smith Podcast. In this episode, I interview president of Phoenix Bats, Joel Armbruster. Joel is a lifelong Cleveland Indians fan and one of my closest friends. His bat company is licensed by the MLB, and they partner with many players to bring them the very best bat Wood has to offer. We preview the Indian season and drop some exciting breaking news on you at the beginning of this very podcast. I'm super excited, and I think you're going to enjoy this episode, especially if you like baseball. Let's get it! What is going on, everyone? With me on today's show, a very, very, very special guest, one of the biggest baseball fans I know. He is the president, that's right, the president of Phoenix Bats, a lifelong Indians fan and one of my closest friends. Joel Armbruster is on the show. Joel, what's up, man?
Hey, Chase. Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so you have some exciting news to share, Joel, and I know you're not pregnant. And I know you have no news like that, but if you could drop some breaking news for us today, I know you have something you wanted to share.
I do have breaking news, but that's why I don't do selfies, because I may look pregnant. But starting next week, we will be launching a weekly podcast just strictly about the tribe called Swingin' a Tribe Podcast, which, I mean, the name is near and dear to me because of radio broadcaster Tom Hamilton, because every time somebody starts to launch one, he just, I can't even do his voice, but
it's a swing and a drive. I can't do it.
Yes.
Either.
Thank you. I love listening to him. I'd rather listen to him on the radio and have it on TV than listen to the TV announcers. So yeah, exciting news. Weekly Tribe Podcast. We'll touch on as much insights that I could possibly bring. Been in the baseball bat industry for 17 years now, and got some connections and stuff. We'll try to bring it from a different perspective as well. But, you know, at the same time, it's a fan podcast, and we just love the Indians. And, I mean, the fandom will show in me, this is our year, I'm telling you.
Hey, there it is, man. So, yeah, just very similarly to our Browns podcast that we have with Jeremy and Akin, very similarly to our Cavs podcast with Sam Amico, I wanted to have an Indians podcast, and what better person to do that with than the president of the seventh largest bat company in the U.S. I love saying that. It just sounds so cool.
It's pretty cool gig, man. I mean, it's amazing what I've been able to do in the baseball industry over this time and who I've gotten to meet. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's still a job, but sometimes I sit back and I'm like, wow, I get to work in baseball.
Yep. You go to the summer meetings, right? Or you have a representative there.
To the winter meetings, I've been back. I mean, it's several years and stuff. I don't do a lot of traveling myself anymore. You know, get in order. We've got a lot of younger guys in here, and a little bit more hip to the culture than what I can bring to the players anymore.
Right. So let's talk about Phoenix Bats. You gave me a tour of your facility, I think in the fall, if I'm correct, or in the summer.
Yeah, I think it was around October I brought
you up.
Super,
super cool. I loved it. It was just, my eyes were huge. It was one of the coolest experiences that we've had since being back here in Ohio. Only second to it's second to sneaking on the field at Ohio State for one of their games. That's a whole nother story for a different day. But you guys actually make major league bats that they use not only in the minors, but you have players that are represented by Phoenix Bats, correct?
Absolutely. Been in business since 1996 and been pro approved since 2000. And we've got several minor league players, a few major league players and stuff. We take a different kind of business model approach, and we won't necessarily pay players, you know, quote unquote, under contract and stuff. I know there's some other larger bat companies out there that even just for the home run derby, they'll pay a player $50,000 to $100,000 just to swing their bat. And that's not our business model. I mean, we make a quality bat. You know, we want to actually grow careers. We want you to put your career in our hand because, I mean, if you're not hitting, you're not playing. I mean, that's just really what it comes down to.
Yep.
So we try to make the best quality bat. We only buy the highest quality premium woods and stuff. And, you know, a lot of guys appreciate it if they know what they're talking about. But, you know, at the same time, it's a struggle because a lot of guys like the flash and the big names and stuff like that. And they want to know what you're going to do for them. But,
yep.
You know, the smart players, they know what we're doing for them. And, that, I mean, they stick with us. It's been a wild ride.
Yep. Some of your slogans are pretty great, too. What are some of your favorite slogans you've used to market your company? They're great.
Well, I got some good friends here that'll listen to this later, but my favorite one that I came up with years ago was "Busting Balls Since 96.
Yes.
I'd like to say that I was busting balls from hitting it, but it really wasn't. We've come up with a whole lot, you know, over the years. Our company van sitting outside my window right now on one side says, "Real bats don't ding." Which again, we're just an all wood bat company, no metal here. It's baseball how it's meant to be. But it also on the other side of the van, it says in big bold letters, "Singles suck," which, hey, I mean, most of us are singles hitters. There's no shame in that, but it's an attention grabber. And, you know, guys just gravitate to that and they're like, "Hey, singles don't suck. I hit singles. Well, we got a bat for you as well."
Yeah. And it's super cool going in your shop. You make a lot of like, I can't even describe, I don't even know the word.
I'll get you here. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, sometimes bats don't always work out to be a game bat. So we make a line of trophy bats as well. You bring the wood in. Sometimes the quality is just not there. We'll turn it into different things. We make mega police batons, like nightsticks. We make mega golf tees. And when I say mega, I'm talking 34-inch golf tees that actually look like zombie spears. fantastic for, you know, like corporate awards. People hang on the wall.
It looks super cool. Stuff.
Yeah, we make all sorts of things. Anything round that can be turned out of wood, we can do. And we've got a whole bunch of other stuff in the works as well. But sometimes it takes a little bit of time on our part to not oversaturate the market before we introduce something new.
Right. One of my favorite pieces in your shop is the bat you made for Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson. Is that right? Is my memory correct there?
that is true. This my
bat is my aunt. So thick. Oh, my gosh.
Right. My aunt actually is good friends with his mother. And nice. Growing up, she used to send some autograph, you know, memorabilia back in the 90s of, you know, from him and stuff. It was fantastic. And I just had this idea one day. I'm like, what if I got him to sign a bat? And so I talked to her. She said, send a bat down. So I actually sent two down, hoping that his mother, Ada, would keep one as well. She has what she calls her SmackDown room full of all his memorabilia. Never been there. I don't know her. This is just all through my aunt, but she's a great woman. I can tell you that. But I sent the two bats. He actually signed both of them, sent them back, and said, "I want you to make one with my specifics." And he sent the specifics, so we sent another one down. And that one's in her SmackDown room. So there's two bats autographed by The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and one of them is here in our shop, and the other one is in an undisclosed location in my basement.
And these bats, they're really the size of a tree trunk. They are so thick. You almost have to like hold it with two hands. Not a small.
They are, but they look small in his hands. I'll tell you that.
Yes. Yes. That is true. So yeah, we are launching an Indians podcast, a weekly Indians podcast, A Swing in a Tribe. You will be able to find it on any area, anywhere, anyhow, any place you listen to podcasts. It's going to be on iTunes. It's going to be on Spotify. It's going to be on Google Play. It's going to be on iHeartRadio here in a couple months. Stitcher, Overcast, all these places you listen to podcasts, we will be there bringing you the very best in Indians coverage. It's going to be high quality. It's going to be a 25 to 30 minute show, breaking down the week's games, looking ahead to the next rotation games. We'll be with you all the way through the playoffs and hopefully, Joel, the World Series, right?
Oh, you know it. I've already put 2018 on my banner in the office, so we've got to stick to it now.
Got to stick to it now. Well, let's jump right into the Indians this season. It's been a up and down season for the Tribe. Currently, we are leading the AL Central by our current record's 12-8, and the Twins is 8-9. Detroit's 9-11. Really, it's kind of a weak division this year, but the Tribe are still sitting up on top. So far, so good. Joel, as a zoomed out overview, how do you feel about the Tribe's first 20 games here in the season?
It, you know, it's difficult. The last few days have been fantastic, but it's difficult to kind of gauge it right now because the weather, man, it's been crazy this year. But I know as of last Friday, they are playing a game every day, at least one game every day, until Monday, May 7th is our next off day. I think, personally, that's going to kind of help us get moving along. You know, we took three or four from the Orioles this past weekend and stuff, but really what's going to tell me is starting tonight, a little bit bitter, but we have a two-game series with the Cubs. Haven't seen them since game seven, but we don't want to talk about that right now. So, but, you know, we'll see how we go do tonight and tomorrow.
Good with test.
The Cubs, yeah, it'll be great. But we're home for a little over the next week, I think. So hopefully the bats will start to heat up. Hopefully the weather will heat up in Cleveland as well because they – I mean – we saw in Puerto Rico, they started to hit a little bit more down there when they were a little bit warmer. So I think some of our players are more fair weather players at this point.
Yeah. Who's on the mound tonight?
Tomlin, actually. He making his first start since April 10th, coming back. He had a back injury, shut him down for a little bit. So yeah, Tomlin's starting tonight. And I don't remember who was starting for the Cubs.
It Chatwood. Was not, I have it right here in front of me. Chatwood.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. So
Catwood's 0-3, Tomlin's 0-2.
Yeah, Tomlin had a pretty rough couple games. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, our pitching is what's going to take us to the World Series this year.
100%.
As long as we're healthy, it's going to be fantastic. I don't know if you saw any of the game last night with Carrasco, but
he's pitching well, man.
He's 4-0 now, he threw a 91 mile per hour slider that I would just walk out of the box. That was ridiculous.
Dirty. One of the best pitching rotations in the majors with, you know, just going down the list here. I mean, even the bullpen, Allen, Miller, Clevinger, Kluber, Carrasco, Bauer, and hopefully we get Tomlin going. You know, just
– And we're not even counting for Salazar, who's still recovering from injury now.
I forgot about him. I mean, so all of a sudden, a seven-game series looks really enticing if you're the Tribe, and all you got to do is get some hits and give a little run support. And, hey, man, it's October, November baseball. Let's do it.
That's right. I mean, as long as we can stay healthy, I think our biggest problem this year is going to be too much talent. I mean, we're going to try to figure out how to pitch all these guys. And, you know, even our outfield, I don't know if you saw, we signed Melky Cabrera to a minor league deal last night. But our outfield just got a log jam. We got a lot of people with just not as much playing time. So, I mean, that's a great problem to have. So, hopefully we'll stay injury-free the rest of the year.
Yeah, I did not see that transaction. And honestly, Joel, I'm not going to lie. I don't watch a lot of baseball on TV. I follow a lot of baseball online, on Twitter and everything. So, I feel like I have a pretty good pulse of what's going on with the team. But if I cannot say that I watch every game. So my perspective,
I know your sport, Chase, and you know my sport because we've played basketball together, so you know I'm not a basketball player. But yeah, we'll keep you updated on the Tribe this season. You keep me updated on all the Cavs moves.
You got it, man. So my perspective, I feel like, and I feel like most of the Tribe fans aren't watching, listening every game. Maybe they are, I don't know. But I feel like there's a lot more of fans that are like me in the world than watch or listen to every game. Do you think that's true?
I think it's 100% true. You know, baseball is my business, my life, so I try to keep up with it as much as possible. Even then, it wears on you. It's a 162-game season, but my season started late January because of spring training and everything. And, I mean, even then, you know, if you look at the ballparks, you know, now they're kind of sparse, you know, not a lot of people attending, you know, school's still going on and such. But even in the summer, you know, you'll get more of the weekend people that'll be there. I just know for me, I'll try anytime I'm in the car, Tom Hamilton's on. If I'm at my son's game, don't tell him this, but one headphone's in with Tom Hamilton going. So I try to keep track because, I mean, I felt like a couple years ago, we've had about a 3 or 4 year window, and I think that gap is closing right now. You start to look at contract situations with guys and such, you know, what we can afford over the next couple years with, you know, arbitration eligible players. But I just think that it's got to be this year, and I would like one before I die. That's all I can say.
Yep. That is a fact. On that contract talk, Are there any players you're looking at? Like, I'm not really familiar with what contracts players have, Joel. Yeah. What players are going to be up for contract negotiations or up for renewal? Like, what do we have staring in front of us? Because I can tell you the number one contract on Cleveland's mind is nowhere on a diamond. It's the bronze contract coming up here in the next couple months. But I almost said Jacobs Field. At Progressive Field, what are we looking at here?
Well, I mean, it was never 100% confirmed, but, you know, last summer, rumor was that Francisco Lindor turned down, I think, a 7-year, $100 million-plus contract.
Oh,
and
no.
He's actually arbitration eligible starting next season. So, I mean, his salary, if I remember correctly, he was under $700,000 right now. I mean, he's young, great player and stuff, but, you know, you start adding these people up and such, you've got I know Trevor Bauer is going to be arbitration eligible coming up, and he's somebody I would love to keep around. I mean, I just love his intensity, work ethic, and how he pitches and stuff. You know, we just got a few guys. I know Kluber, Encarnacion, Kipnis, they're all under contract for a few more years. Jose Ramirez, thank goodness we locked him up till I think 2021 right now. There may be a team option for 2022. But our pitching staff, Andrew Miller's a free agent next year. I'm not certain we're going to – I love the dude. I just don't know if we're going to have the money to afford to keep him around and such. But, I mean, Lindor is going to be the big one right now because he's honestly the face of the franchise.
Yep.
Carlos Santana held that for a little while, but I wasn't upset that Santana left, honestly. I think we got a great guy in return for by signing Yonder, Alonso, and obviously Edwin last year and such. So.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can lock down Lindor, that would be fantastic. If not, I know we have a few guys in the minor leagues right now with, I know for sure, Willie Castro. He's a shortstop. If he's not up by the end of the year, you'll see him next year for sure.
Yeah, so let's talk about our minor league affiliates. Will you just kind of share how that works in the majors? So every major league ball club has three minor league teams underneath them, correct?
Oh, they typically can have four or five because you have rookie ball a lot of times, which is short season for guys that get drafted out of high school. Mm-hmm. So they'll play just a month and a half in the summer and stuff. You have some organizations have low A and high A, and then you have double A, triple A, which is a step right before the majors.
Yeah.
And then obviously getting into the big leagues. And, you know, our triple A is here in Columbus, Ohio, the Columbus Clippers, been affiliated with the Indians. I can't remember exactly, about 7-8 years now. It's been quite a while. Had the Yankees here for a long time. And then my favorite logo is the Akron Ducks, which is our double A team.
Uh-huh.
It's an angry duck. I just love that hat. Just fantastic. So, and then Lake County up in just outside of Cleveland there is our single A affiliate as well. But our pipeline, man, I think we've drafted really well lately. We've got a lot of good guys. You know, just on, you know, in the minors and stuff, some of them on the 40 man. Again, two of my favorites, Willie Castro, the shortstop, and our number one prospect, Francisco Mieja, is a catcher. But if he starts hitting, you know how they do that with catchers. They'll move them around to keep them healthy.
Yeah. So, and all of those teams create what's known as the farm system, correct?
Correct. Yeah. And, you know, predominantly the farm system, you focus a lot on your pitching. Just because you've got to have a lot of pitchers, and you know most of those guys don't make it and such. It's pitching's a premium, and you know at least you can see in our big league roster right now. That's why we're holding on to everybody we can, even with you know like Salazar injured and stuff, and Clevinger popping in with Tomlin coming back. I mean, we just got a logjam, but that's a premium. That's a great problem to have, and yeah. A lot of times you'll have organizations that'll go 5 years without producing a legit pitcher in the minor leagues.
Yep. I want to talk about one more thing before we get off here. One of the storylines of the early part of the season is the lack of hitting from Cleveland. There was at one point I read on Saturday that the Tribe had the lowest batting average in the majors. Joel, what is going on?
Your guess is as good as mine, in all honesty. Again, I think they're heating up here in the last few days, although I did see that our outfield, and I think this is why we signed Melky Cabrera, our outfield is actually producing 35% less than the league average right now. And, you know, Melky's a great guy. I mean, he had, I think, 18 homers, you know, about 85, 90 RBIs last year. So, I mean, nothing to, you know, frown about. It was just kind of, I think the game's kind of turning where you didn't get a lot of those big name free agents signed really fast this past year? I know the winter meetings was fairly quiet. This past December, you know, just not a lot of big name guys out there. And there were some rumblings in Major League Baseball about, you know, they're kind of blackballing or not wanting to pay people. But I think Melky is a good guy to get on base and such. But I mean, our best hitter, and it's fantastic. He's healthy right now, but I get scared every time I see him on the field just because of the last couple of years. Right now is Michael Brantley. I mean, he's tearing it up. And if it wasn't for him, I mean, I'd be afraid of where our record is. I'm actually shocked at how good, you know, our 12-8 record right now with the little production that we've had.
Yeah, I'm looking at the team batting average now, and anytime Tyler Naquin is the second best hitter on your team, that's not a good thing.
No, not at all. I mean, again, though, Yonder hit one last night, a 2-run homer that actually was the game for us. I think we won 2-1. Mm-hmm. I just think that they're just now coming through, and, you know, a lot can be said. Spring training's a long time. I know month and a half and stuff, but these guys wear, some of them actually don't get as much work as they need to in spring training because the numbers game with, you know, everybody shows up to camp, minor leaguers, major leaguers, and you start to work your way down the roster. But, you know, coming up at the end of April here, I think we're in great shape.
The bats definitely have to come alive if we're looking to make a noise in the postseason. Looking at the overall American League standings, Boston 17-4, Toronto 13-8, Yankees 12-9. You know those teams are going to be going for October baseball. And then the West, it doesn't get any easier. Houston Astros 16-8, the World Series favorites. And then the LA Angels playing well, Shohei Ohtani. So got Mike Trout in there, 15-8. Joel, the Tribe, they have their work cut out for them if they really want to make a splash here at the end of this year, man.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a lot left to go in the season, but if I had to bank anything right now, I'm going to say we're buyers at the trade deadline. Unless our outfield heats up, we need a bigger bat in the outfield is what it comes down to, a little bit more production and stuff. I love the guys. You know, Zimmer, you know, he's young. The guy's only played, I don't even know if he's played 120 games yet in his career. So, I mean, it'll come along for him and such. It's a matter of keeping Brantley healthy, and we just need one more extra production spot in that outfield just to kind of move us along. So we'll see what the trade deadline brings. Hopefully we don't spend a lot of, you know, trade away a lot of the prospects and such, but I'm not even sure who's out there at the moment right now. So we'll have to see how the season goes along before we decide who we're going to pick up.
Yeah, it's still super early. And I'm sure if you want more information about the Tribe, make sure you listen and check out our podcast we're launching next week, A Swing in a Tribe. It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. And the first episode, we'll talk about the Cavs, not the Cavs, the Tribe. Geez, I'm all about Cavs basketball right now, man, right in the middle of the playoffs. We'll talk about the Tribe stint with the Cubs, and then later they play the Mariners after that, correct?
Yeah, I think a 3 or 4 game set with the Mariners before we see the Rangers next week.
Cool. All right, Joel, you have any predictions for those weeks, for those games?
Oh, man, you know, the way we've been swinging here last couple days, I'd like to think we can invoke just a little bit of revenge on the Cubs over the next 2 games. I think we'll probably split with them. And then with the Mariners, that'll be a tough one. They're coming here. I was thinking for a second we were going there. They're coming here, so I think we should take 3 or 4 from them.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. 3 or 4. At the very least, we'll split the series with the Cubs. But you want to see them play well against the Cubs, a team that's going to be in the playoffs in the West probably. Not the West, the National League.
National
I'm still yeah. Westies. It's still basketball.
You are on base basketball fever, man.
Oh, man.
Can LeBron play the outfield for us?
He probably could, and I'm sure he could probably hit a ball very far.
He's probably bigger than Aaron Judge, so I'll sign him right now.
Right? Yeah. LeBron could probably do anything, but we don't need to talk about LeBron. This is all about the Cleveland Indians baseball. Joel, thank you so much for your time today, man. I'm looking forward to not only our podcast, but checking out a couple games this season, man. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Yeah, Chase, it's going to be great. Appreciate it. Appreciate you having me. And, yeah, we'll head up to Cleveland as much as we can here in town with the Clippers and see today's stars tomorrow. Tomorrow's stars today.
Do it, man. All right, Joel, have a good day. See you, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, Chase. Talk to you next week.
Peace.